Good evening.
Love Talk Radio.
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Okay, just having a little hard time reading my screen today, but I believe I have Mom Hubert.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty and Auntie Janet, am I correct?
Good evening.
Okay. I'm not set up right. Okay, Hubert, you want to start reading in numbers while others to join in?
Yeah, where did I start at?
Oh, Hubert, I was hoping you remembered. I didn't have time to go back and listen to the program. You was in 24, but I remember you reading about
25. I see what I mean.
All the curses, but I don't know where you stopped. I don't know if you stopped at 14. What do
I
you think?
I stopped at 26.
Huh?
That 26.
No, there's no 26 and 24. I think you stopped at 14.
No, 26
was last week.
You started over there.
Yeah, I read the whole thing, so I can't remember where he stopped.
Okay, so I started the last fourth call. Then he looked at
okay.
His article. The author of the Lamb, Son of Beor. The author of one who sees clearly. The author of one who hears the word of God. Who has knowledge of the Most High. Who sees a vision from the Almighty. Who falls prostrate and whose eyes are open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the sons of Seth. Edom will be conquered. Near his enemy will be conquered. But Israel will be strong. A ruler will come out of Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city. I love the final oracle. Then Balaam saw Amalek and uttered his oracle. Amalek was first among the nations, but he will come to ruin at last. Then he saw the Kenites and uttered his oracle. Your dwelling place is secure. Your nest is set in a rock. Yet you Kenites will be destroyed when Ashur takes you captive. Then he uttered his oracle. Ah, who can live when God does this? Ship will come from the shores of Kidron. They will subdue Ashur and Eber, but they too will come to a ruin. Then Balaam got up and returned home, and Balak went his own way. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We had another call to call in. I see Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
And Auntie Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. I'll do one more roll call before we go into Bless the Prayer Line. I have Hubert, Mom, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Praise God. Praise God. Then if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Another prayer line, Mom. Let's see here. First, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the Women in God Presence, and I'm reading about God promise. God is not a man that he should lie, not a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Numbers 23:19-20. Life has many changes to which we must adjust. Yet, no matter in what season we find ourselves, God's word remains steadfast, unchangeable, and true. He does not promise and then not fulfill. Sarah lied when the angel of the Lord promised her a son in her advanced age. Will I really have a son now that I am old? She thought. Nevertheless, we read in Genesis 21:1 that the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. The Bible is full of God's promise to us as Christians, and we have the promise of his comfort, of God's divine presence in trial, Isaiah 43:2. He gives courage in life battles. Deuteronomy 20:1, sufficient of divine grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9, answer to prayer. Mark 11:24, power to serve. John 14:12, remove the obstacles. Luke 17:6, the list is long. What God has promised you today. Are you laughing with unbelief as Sarah did at the promise God has given you? Though it may seem at times that God is slow in keeping his promise, 2 Peter 3:9 give us assurance that this is not so. He is faithful to all his promise. Psalm 145:13. If he has given you his promise, then stand boldly in his presence. Believe God that by faith you receive as he promised, even when you cannot perceive him. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. We have another call. Dot? Auntie Dot?
Sorry.
Are you calling on two lines?
Yes, I can change phone.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. That was the Women what? What book?
Women in God's Presence by Delois Taylor.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that reading. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from Psalm 86. Teach me.
I'm sorry?
Psalm 86.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Auntie Janet?
Psalms 86.
Psalms 86. Okay.
Okay. Lord, teach me thy way. Bow down thine head, O Lord. Hear me, for I'm poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give you, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among all gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thine. For thou art great, and you do wondrous things. You alone art God. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. Praise the Lord, and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Psalms. We did have another caller to call in, Auntie Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, moving right along, next I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, we're coming out of the Book of Psalms. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted in the streams of water, which yields his fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I have nothing tonight.
Okay, yes. A listener. All right, praise God. Okay, Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read what you read.
Well, you never read that one because you would pay it.
So I read the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thou rod, thou staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Luke 11:1-13 and say the prayer. When we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, God grant us a new walk and a new talk. Talking to the Lord is praying. by praying is more than just saying what we feel. Making a commitment to Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit transforms the heart,
mm-hmm.
and a transformed heart come a new desire for what we want and need. What comes natural to us is living according to the flesh, but Jesus teaches us how to walk and talk in the Spirit. Jesus' prayer is a model prayer that seeks the range of God's will on earth. Though if we are challenged to put aside our personal quest for gain, because what is best for us is that God's will, not our will, be done. When we pray daily, we want to acknowledge God's sovereignty. We ask the Lord to meet our basic need because we learn it is only through the Lord that we live and move and have our being. We make a commitment to the Lord, confessing and repenting of knowing and unknowing sin because we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We should also ask the Lord to give us the strength to love another as we want others to love us. We ought to tell the Lord that we want to be kept by him and not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Colossians 1:3-6. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love to all the saints because of the hope which is laid up for us in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which come to you as it also in the world and bring forth fruit as it is among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God is true. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Colossians. Let's see here. I am getting ready to do the sick and shut in. And Auntie Betty, I will be reading from the Red Prayer Book, and guess what my topic is?
Promise.
Thank you for your promises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everyone, we'll bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, this prayer goes out to each and every one of our sick and shut-ins, and you know who they are. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promises. We come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, and we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things that are good. Father, we thank you for your presence, in the fullness of our joy and in your presence, and we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we're glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plan that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. and that we may prosper in all areas of our life as our soul prosper. Father, we thank you for your protection, that your protection love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our life. Father, we thank you for our life and your presence in it. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Oh. Amen, amen. Okay, we are celebrating birthdays for the week of December the 2nd through the 8th.
Okay.
I don't know. What are you saying, Mom?
I'm trying to read the name that... That T-A-N, is my name T-A-N-I-A? Or
Taney. Taney.
And N-A-C-M-D-O. That
is N-A-C.
Taney is 7, and the other one is 2, 12, 2. N-A-C-B-O-W-A-R-M. And M-A-L-A-K-Y is 12-4, and then another two, Sister Shirley, I think, 12-2. I think that's her name, Shirley.
Sister Shirley.
Uh-huh. So them all we have.
Okay.
Yes,
all
yes,
right, here, let's see here. We have several birthdays that we need to honor, and... Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I'll just go down the list. You can pass or share. And I will start out with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to read the 1 John 4:7-21. Say, love one another. When asked what was the greatest commandment, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first greatest commandment. And the second is like this. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law of the prophets hangs on these two commandments. But Christians believe live in a world that suffers under the influence of Satan. The conflict that arises allowed us to slip into us being distinct. We fall it assured that we can be selected in whom we love. John denounced this view as false and instructed his comparison, as well as you and me today, that the essence of God is love.
The scripture instructs us that we must love each other as well as God. Armed with his knowledge, we know that there are difficult situations in which we must love, especially if we want others to recognize us as being of God. This is demonstrated in four basic ways. Love for our neighbor, love for fellow believers, love for our family, and love for our enemies. Often we want to love God, but we still want to reserve the right to reject certain brother and sister. But love doesn't work that way. For whoever loves God must also love his brother. The intent of God's love can be seen in the sacrifice of his only son, Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God sometimes to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the way nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. On the basis of such love, we as believers are encouraged to love each other. God, who is infirmity, deserves, and even our enemy, who may be undeserving. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of 1 John. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from Joel Osteen, 24, day 24, I declare. I will speak only possible word of faith and victory over myself, my family, my future. I will not use my word to describe the situation. I will use my word to change my situation. I will call in favor, good break, healing, and restore it. I will not talk to God about how big my problem are. I will talk to my problem about how big God is. This is my declare. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Joel Osteen. Next, I go to Auntie Janet. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a reading on the Holy Spirit. Take them from John 14.
I'm sorry?
Holy Spirit.
Man.
Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray to the Father, and he will give another comfort, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. What a precious gift you have given to us, O Lord. Your Holy Spirit abides within us and will be with us forever. You are the Spirit of truth who reveals everything to us. O Lord, help us to always look to you for wisdom. We are dependent on the power of your Spirit to guide our lives and to bring honor and glory to your precious name. Bless us, O Lord, that we may in turn bless those that you have allowed us to nurture. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the Holy Spirit. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie.
any good news you have to share with the group tonight? I'm sorry, praise, support, testimony, song, or poem.
Yes, I was going to read from Jonas 2:1-2. Jonas. In my distress, I called on the Lord, and he answered me. From the deep of the rim of the dead, I called for help, and he listened to my cry. The root of the mountain, I sank down to the earth beneath to bury me forever. But you brought my life up from the pit. Oh, Lord, my God, when my life was going away, I remember you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to you, to your holy temple. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Jonah. Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to share a poem out of the Workers. It says, true love. Love can always conquer whatever discord brings. And love can also cover a multitude of things. Do you estimate what love can ever do? For God, love is eternal, and his love can be renewed. What is cold and lifeless, now lost all hope and die? For love can breathe new meaning and give it back a new life. Please don't give up on love when it seems that all is lost. For there's always hope if we prepare to pay the cost. For love is always worth it, no matter how much the price. For love is much stronger when we trust in Jesus Christ. So let God have his full reign. Let him live within your heart. Then you will know true love. For this he will impart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Well, actually, that poem out of the Workers. Thank you for that reading. Let's see here. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I've been coming out of Psalms again, Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Hear me from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you lure delusion and seek false gods? Selah, know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your heart and be silent. Selah, offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, whom can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share with the group before we go into our closing prayer? Well, I would just like to share this. I want to thank you all for your prayers for Sister Angela. She is getting stronger daily. So keep the prayer coming because we're praying for strength in her to come back to her full health. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And we know prayer working. God is good.
Oh,
and we
thank you very much
for all your prayers.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Lord Jesus, prepare our heart this Advent. Help us to open our eyes to the joy of your coming into the world and to focus on the true meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We thank anybody that joined us today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You three. Praise God. Well, I would like to... I lost my page here. Well, I would like to welcome Auntie Marie back to the program. We missed you last week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there is something that was shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and Israel. Bless our school and bless our prayer line.
Amen.
Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Everyone have a blessed week. We love you.
Love you guys. Night.
Night.
One word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
From the Nellen family, we would like to leave this with you for the week. God, we ask that you bless our coming in and our going out. We ask that you bless us in the city and in the country. We ask that you bless our fruit and our seed. Bless our land and our storehouse. Lord, our enemy may come at us in one direction, but they must flee from us in seven directions, because greater than he that is in us than he that is in the world. To God be the glory. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you all from the Nellen family and friends. Good night.